I beg you, please do not grant this contract. Thank you.
Supporters of building a new Delaney High School packed the school board meeting last night, giving rounds of applause to speakers with this message. Delaney is so old, so dilapidated, so dangerous, that a renovation is not enough. They said they're willing to wait, put off the renovation until money comes available for a brand new school. Jamie Pozzola is a 1986 graduate of Delaney. Two of his children are Delaney graduates, and a third is a junior there. Pozzola said the proposed $40 million renovation is not enough.
It's a limited repair with some air conditioning thrown on top. That's all it really is, to make up for years and years of neglect in the building.
Neglect that has led to sagging floors, brown water, and steam pipe explosions. Delaney is in County Councilman Wade Katch's district. Katch said the county wants to renovate rather than replace the school, as well as Lansdowne High School, because County Executive Kevin Kamenetz promised to have all schools in the county air-conditioned within the next couple of years.
This would go beyond that date, because you can't build a new school overnight, or you certainly can't. We can't afford to build two new schools overnight.
Ellen Kobler, a spokeswoman for Kamenetz, said the plan to renovate the high school had been in place for years and that the county simply can't afford to spend $135 million on a new Delaney High School. So Kobler said the administration will move ahead with plans to build other schools in other parts of the county and that the board's decision will delay when Delaney will get AC. Lansdowne High is another matter. The board decided not to approve a renovation that already was in the works. Instead, the board voted to start over again with Lansdowne with a more robust, expensive renovation. Lansdowne is in County Council Chair Tom Quirk's district. He told the board he supports the renovation upgrade and asked the state to help pay for it. Quirk pointed out the governor and comptroller have been pushing the county to renovate and air-condition schools.
So I'd call on Governor Hogan and the comptroller to match dollar for dollar our county investment. I'd call on the governor and comptroller to invest an additional $20 to $30 million specifically at Lansdowne High School.
Board member David Uhlfelder cautioned not to put off for too long the Lansdowne renovation. Uhlfelder said if you do that, Lansdowne will have to scrap it out with other schools for money in the future.
And then the politics come in, and you can sit there and deny it out there, but the politics will come in that which community is going to have more voice or the loudest yell.
Kobler, Kamenetz's spokeswoman, said the administration will consider a new bid for Lansdowne and hopes to get the school air-conditioned on schedule. Meantime, advocates for a new school at Delaney, while they came away empty last night, said they are optimistic that their waiting game gambit for a new school will someday pay off. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.